This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Ravens start their preseason Friday. I can't believe it's already here. They were doing a tour of the stadium, which is already spanking new, and it's a perfect time to talk to our friend Jonas Schaefer, who covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. And Jonas, thanks as always for joining us. Let's start with Rashad Bateman. What did you see?
Ruh-roh.
What do you think? I know he had a great catch early in practice, but had to leave before it was over.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much said it. Goes up for a jump ball in the end zone over Jalen Armour Davis. I think Ardarius Washington was coming over. You know, high points it, brings it down. Kind of a mess of bodies there in the end zone. So tough from where we were standing to get a good view of it. It didn't really seem like it was, you know, anything leg related or, you know, shoulder related. So maybe a core area, maybe something in the rib cage. That was kind of in the general direction of where he was dealing, where he was feeling something after he left practice, like last week, I think it was, after the one-on-one on Qatar Holman. So, you know, obviously it is kind of classic Rashad Bateman that on one of his best days, he does have to leave things a little bit early. No update from Harbaugh, obviously, but I think if it were serious, if he were in extreme pain, he would have left the field as soon as possible, and he hung around afterwards to take off his pads and kind of break things down with everyone.
Jonas, you mentioned this is his second injury that he's sustained, but when he's been on the field during training camp, what have you thought of his camp?
I think it's been really good. I mean, I think he's been clearly the most impressive wide receiver out there. I mean, the kind of the theory that I'm trying to work up is, you know, how much of a chance does he have of being the most productive wide receiver on this roster? Because I think he's, you know, if you want to say that getting targets is a skill, then he's gotten a lot more targets than Zay Flowers. And, you know, Zay is coming off a record-breaking rookie year for the Ravens. So, obviously, some of those returns last week were not especially impressive because he was getting a lot of targets but not a lot of catches. But, you know, I think as we probably all expected, the more reps that Lamar and Bateman have gotten together, the better that chemistry has gotten. So I'm really excited to see what he can do, hopefully, in the preseason if he is available to play. You know, Ardarius Washington was very complimentary about Bateman and his route running and his release ability after the practice today. So, I mean, obviously kind of, knock on wood season for Rashad Bateman, but I really like what I've seen so far.
There's obviously a palpable buzz about Travis Jones, Jonas, and as we spin this forward to Friday night, I'm wondering sort of how they play this with him because he obviously has breakthrough potential, but he's probably not in a position where you put him entirely in bubble wrap. Like, do you play around with him in some of these games? You know Matabike is not going to play. So, like, let's look at him as a five technique. Let's look at him with some different people around him and then get him off after a couple of series. Or where do you think he is in his sort of development and importance to this team vis-a-vis these exhibition games?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would not go overboard with the bubble wrap. I think the fact that, you know, maybe match what the Eagles do in terms of their ones, you know, throw them out there for as long as they have their ones out there, if you feel good about it. Jason, to your point about the five tech, I was, you know, kind of peeking over some of the offensive line, defensive line one-on-ones, and I think one of the ones that I did glimpse, he all but ran over Roger Rosengarten from the outside. So that was interesting. It was reminiscent of what he did to the 49ers right tackle in that game against San Francisco last year, where he, you know, helped force that Patrick Queen interception on Brock Purdy. So it's been fun to see him move around. I don't know how creative they will get with him, but, you know, you talk to anyone on the team, on the staff, and obviously the buzz around him is very, very high. And hopefully we get a Friday performance that is as worthy of that height.
Talking to Jonah Schaefer, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. I've been seeing that it seems like every day Adafe Owe is very active in practice. I know we talked to you a little while ago, and the analytics, you feel like that you see a jump coming. How much can you glean? How much do you translate what you're seeing as we get to up to September and Sundays?
It's tough because, you know, I think a lot of times he's either matched up with Ronnie Stanley, who I think has had a really nice camp and, you know, that hasn't had a whole lot of luck, or maybe isn't going overboard with the speed to power, considering, you know, what Ronnie means to this roster, or he's going up against the other side where it's, you know, short arm Patrick McCarry, short arm Roger Rosengarten, light Patrick McCarry, light Roger Rosengarten. I think Adafe had a really nice day today. You know, there was one where, what did he do? He kind of, you know, used a speed to power move to basically get a nice inside pass to Lamar. Obviously didn't touch him, but it would have been a sack. And I think there was another play where he won pretty easily for what would have been another sack. So I think it's really impressive, but you could have said the same thing the last 2 years. And you just feel good about where he is. Sorry about that, guys. And you want to see him build on it. Again, I don't think we'll see more than a series from him on Friday just because of what he means to this team. But I'm still a believer that this could be a breakout season for him, whatever, you know, your definition of that might be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jonas, do you think that this secondary could potentially be better than last year's secondary?
It's tough because so much of what made last year's just defense in general was how elite it was all together. And, you know, I'm sure there were some games where maybe the secondary carried the pass rush, and there were also some games where perhaps the pass rush carried the secondary. So I do think, you know, on a down-and-down basis, the ceiling for this year's team is probably higher because, you know, if you are assuming, and maybe this is a bad assumption, but you're assuming that Marcus Williams is going to finally put in a full shift this year, if you assume that, you know, Marlon Humphrey is going to put in a fuller shift and that, you know, lighter frame helps him play better outside or in the slot, maybe another year of growth from Kyle Hamilton. That's a group with guys with a very high ceiling, and that's not even, you know, including the possibility of, you know, Nate Wiggins getting over some of the rookie year, you know, nerves and just becoming a stud midway through the year. It's always a possibility. So obviously that there might be some games where the pass rush isn't there and they're kind of holding on for dear life on 3 second, 4 second dropbacks. But I just love the ability of what this team could do versatility-wise, coverage-wise, you know, high leverage spots, It's just a very, very talented group, and I don't see why at certain positions the expectations should be higher than what they were last year.
Obviously, I think we know there's not a whole lot of there in terms of edge on this team right now outside of Van Noy and Owe, and I can't imagine those guys are exposed to a whole lot during the exhibition season. Jonas, is there a deep cut who's caught your eye? And I know you have to be judicious in what you can say about evaluating these players versus other players, but we saw David Ajabo really struggle to set the edge and hold anything down against the run game last August. Have you seen any reason to believe that's different?
I've seen him. This is a kind of take for whatever it's worth. I think he's been a better run defender than he has been a pass rusher in camp. So I think there have been some gains there, but that is perhaps more of a reflection of his pass rush quality so far than, you know, than anything else. I do think, you know, he's put on some good weight. Maybe that's come at the expense of his explosiveness, or maybe that explosiveness is just, you know, going to take some time to come back. So we'll see what there. I do think, you know, Tavius is always going to be a good early down option just because of how he can set the edge. And, you know, there are some plays where, you know, when he's really engaged and revved up, where he does have good knockback as a, you know, speed to power guy. I don't know if he's ever going to be someone who has, you know, overwhelming pass rush moves, just because, you know, I don't think he has that quick twitch set of skills. But, you know, if the Ravens are playing with a lot of third and longs, you know, then it's possible that he's a guy who gets, you know, 4, 5, 6 sacks this year. I wouldn't count anything against it. He's an extremely hard worker, you know, always in the weight room, always working to get stronger. You know, obviously didn't have a great pass rush production there in college, but I think, you know, working with Chuck Smith, it's the ultimate, you know, PED for a lot of these guys.
Jones, before we let you go, last thing, and I know the Ravens love Josh Johnson. This has been like something, a bugaboo for us. It seems like every day we're seeing you guys report that he's thrown at least one interception. Are you comfortable with Josh Johnson as the number two entering the season?
You know, if you'd asked me before today, I probably would have been a little bit more comfortable than I had been over the first week at camp. I think the trickle-down effect of Lamar getting back in there with the ones and putting Josh Johnson with the twos seemed to have allayed some of those interception fears. But, you know, today he throws a pick six to Ardarius Washington, you know, the same kind of mid-level throw over the middle-ish that he threw to Malik Harrison, you know, late last week. You know, it could just be as simple as this is a very, very – talented Ravens, you know, back seven, and the defense is still ahead of the offense. I guess we'll see, you know, if he goes out there and is like 6 for 13 with a pick and finishes with 58 yards, then, you know, that's going to be a tough post-game news conference for John Harbaugh. But at this point, I don't really know what the Ravens could do to, you know, find a guy without paying through the nose for a backup quarterback.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune
I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.